Harry, you have to make a note to shorten that sting. It's just too long. Peter, hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for allowing me to lighten your darkness.
always. No, absolutely, we love it. So, and we actually had someone ringing up earlier, just sort of a little bit keen, weren't they, Harry? Someone rang up just asking if we could, when we're talking to you. And
he was all a fluster. Yeah. When's Peter Lyman, Flint Lyman, coming on?
That's right. So you got fans. You got fans out there. It's a fan club.
That's good. Well, fans. You'd think wouldn't it be associated with the religious world? But that's what I want to talk about tonight, because somehow or other, I didn't even know how this happened, but I must have clicked like on one of the Instagram pages, and my Instagram is now full of all these crazy Catholic young men extolling the virtues of the Catholic Church.
One moment there, Peter. You're sounding kind of muffled. Is there any chance we could kind of do a little is there a rearrange we could do?
Yeah, let's get that right. I'm just trying to work out how I can switch off the speaker. Hold it.
But from what you're saying, your algorithm is suddenly just full of Catholic influencers.
That's right. Is that any better?
Mildly. What do you think, Harry?
I'll make another turn, if you like.
Da, 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 da.
So, let's see if that is any better.
Yeah, that seems a little better. We can but try. Let's keep going. Oh, actually, he's completely gone. I'll tell you what.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. You're there better than ever.
That's much better.
Wow, that was very dramatic. Sorry.
It was a miracle.
Proof of, there we go. You've heard it here first.
Yeah, so what I've been seeing is that we've all heard of the phrase influencers, and we know how dodgy some of these so-called influencers are.
Yeah.
But what does exist, especially in the States, and it seems in Germany, because a lot of these messages are in German, are a group of male young enthusiasts for the Catholic Church extolling its wonderful virtues.
Right.
And sort of encouraging very masculine-type men to become priests.
Right.
Pretty unusual. Quite extraordinary. One I looked at today showed you how you could go through the full stage of being baptized, confirmed, and take the Eucharist in the Catholic Church all in one afternoon if you were given the permission to do so.
Wow.
A bit more of a step to become a priest. Another was telling you which religious order you should join, and if you like silence, you should try the Carmelites, and if you like beer, try the Benedictine.
Wow.
You
know? Hey guys, we've got the top five brotherly orders to join, like and subscribe. That's crazy.
It does seem crazy, because you would have thought there's no way that contemporary young people would be interested in this, but there is quite a lot of evidence that these influencers are making, they're certainly being noticed by a lot of people. And I even read some indication that in New Zealand, Catholic influences have had a bit of an impact on the church, and so that it's young males who are joining the church, not young females, incidentally.
Yeah, right.
And I wondered why influencers could operate in this way, because, of course, the videos are quite fetching. You can imagine there's plenty of drama in one of these videos, and of course, the Catholic Church specializes in dress-ups. So, you know, there's plenty to show and wear, and phenomenal, magnificent buildings to display.
Right.
So you've got a great deal you can... Well, it's not hard to do an Instagram. I presume if I was on TikTok, it would be even more of these.
Yeah, you'd probably be right. Absolutely.
Do you understand influencers?
Well, you know what? As somebody who promotes gigs, it's full disclosure. It's like, you know, myself and every other person under the sun trying to get some cut through has, you know, you exhaust some of the, not that there's anything wrong with the usual avenues, because the usual avenues are are there because they work. But there is that sort of, you know, people scratching their heads for the extra cut through. And the idea to pay someone to tell other people as if that it was their idea and that they're very excited about it is definitely starting to gain some sort of traction. I mean, it's been around for much longer than I've been thinking about it, but I make it sound like it's something sort of sinister or strange even, but it's a natural part of marketing these days, you know.
People, I guess so.
Yeah, you just add the hashtag ad or whatever it is, and people do anything. Probably be making protein powder Eucharist crackers.
I would say so, yes.
Yeah.
See, the other thing that is intriguing is that if I was trying to think of the sort of person who might choose to join a Catholic church, I would assume it would be somebody who was not into kind of the male sports, male, you know, athletic, etc. style, but is more likely to be the introverted person.
Yeah.
But these are not the way these ads are pitched at.
Interesting.
They are very definitely pitched to, they want to show a bunch, as I saw one earlier this evening, they wanted to show a bunch of very virile-looking young men in various types of dress, all excitedly waiting for the priest to arrive.
Oh.
And this seems amazing to me.
Well, I tell you what, my dad is an Anglican priest out there in Tasarangi, and from what I hear, the oldies out there, you know, they're big fans.
Okay.
Piercing blue eyes, Peter.
Okay, fair enough. But strident young men?
True. It's an interesting one. Well, I suppose the thing is, it happened with, in all seriousness, it happened with Pentecostal religion, right? Like it became this, just like the perfect example so people can understand is Justin Bieber. You know, Justin Bieber getting picked up by what's the church called again? The Vineyard. Or whoever it was, church. And suddenly it's cool and, you know, everyone's got,
Until we discover a bit more about what was going
on. Exactly. But you can just imagine it kind of having it's sort of, it worked for them. Maybe it's like 10 years later or 10 years too late, it's starting to happen for more conservative religions. I don't know.
Well, yes. But you see, in some ways, this is an inversion of the Justin Bieber story, because in those cases, they're often calling people away from vaguely remembered traditional religion, which they feel is now totally irrelevant.
Right.
To a very distant tradition.
Right.
And that they've got no interest in it whatsoever. So they're much more likely to go for a church which can feature a rock band and...
Yeah, pool parties.
Yeah, that's right, and tight jeans. You know, that's the sort of style. But this is the other way round. They're exulting in the tradition. Now, as a historian, I should be delighted at the time this love of the traditional garb. And it's certainly true that one of the things the Catholic Church has going in its favour is that it does do ritual well. You know, it's got quite a strong script for it, which is pretty old. And it is interesting that some of these people are very into the Latin Mass as well. As far as they're concerned, the modern English Mass, which is the characteristic form that most Catholics would know these days, is not what they want. Mm. They very, very clearly want to do it in Latin.
Interesting. What kind of comments are being put underneath the post? Are they getting big engagement?
Yep, they seem to be getting quite a lot of engagement from people. Though, of course, in a way, it's maybe an incestuous group, because it could be each comic on each other's videos of what they're doing.
Yes, that's how it happens.
But the German ones that I see are interesting to me, because somehow that's come into my feed as well. And my German is, to say the least, scratchy. but it seems to be much the same tone operating there, that here is something which, I mean, this is a hypothesis which may be completely wrong. Could it be that people who feel adrift in the culture want to grab onto some kind of anchor? This looks like something that has some kind of anchor to give them.
Yeah, like a kind of, when everything is so temporary and you know, fast moving and gone the next day, I suppose. Is it what you're sort of saying, that people might be wanting something to... and also the other part of it is the sort of probably part of the key word of it is power as well, you know, because how often are they talking about how much they love God or whatever, versus how much they're saying this could be you?
There's very little reference to God in these videos.
Yeah.
If I've got a lot of reference to God and Jesus, I know I'm on a Protestant video, not a Catholic one, typically. But there's a great deal about the church, the tradition, and where I fit in it, and that I'm caught up in a ritual.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I think there's something going on. And we may see more of this in New Zealand in due course. At the moment, the attraction of the Catholic Church is mostly to new migrants. But they are reporting significant increase in baptism. So I'd like to see a breakdown of the ages of those baptisms. Because mostly the people I meet in their teens and 20s are abandoning the Catholic Church, not joining it.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there's a shift underway.
Yes, and also I think that it should be, we can acknowledge that actually Germany is quite a different society to here. Like, I mean, there's of course the permissive Berlin culture that we all kind of associate with holidays in Germany or whatever, but there's also, it does seem like quite a conservative place in its way. So who knows? It's one of those big who knows. And also the other thing that's probably worth mentioning is that someone is probably paying these guys lots of money to do it.
Yes. Well, I guess the pots of gold in the Vatican could be.
Yeah. Well, you know, because you pay for influencers and you pay for them to talk about the thing. And, you know, don't mean to be cynical, but just because they're saying how excited they are about it, they may not be very excited about it. You never know.
Yeah, maybe. I think we've got to keep listening out for what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I think, and in a sense, you want to know the life story of the people and to see where they've come from and to wait for 20 years and to see where this gets them as well.
Well, we've got a resident young person here. Harry, what's your perspective here? Have you been, do you engage with Catholic TikTok influencers very often, or?
There was a time once upon a time when I was kind of deep into my the very danger zone, the YouTube Shorts, which is kind of a very very anarchical. There was a phase where all it would give me were like on the street religious like debaters. So sometimes it was like a Christian debating an atheist. So then it was a Muslim debating a Christian. And it was all very kind of like mic drop kind of situations.
Yeah.
There was this one fella, he called himself the Lion, and he was a Muslim influencer from the UK, and he would debate atheists and like own atheists. Yeah. And whenever he was spitting, you know, whenever he was like, you know, he was really doing well in the conversation, all the comments would be like, the Lion is roaring. You know, the Lion is is roaring. But that's as far as I've got in terms of religious influences.
No, but that's a good point, because you think about people like the Charlie Kirk followers, Peter, like, you know, some of those very young, and there's that kind of the shift to American conservatism in universities. So who knows what's going on in Germany?
It does have to link into this shift towards the conservative right young person who is, clearly present in our society as well. Quite an interesting stage that we're in. Well, I'll keep watching these videos.
Indeed.
But I have to tell you that the other videos that are massive on my screen at the moment is I dared once on Instagram to see an advertisement about a rusty roof, because my roof is a little bit rusty. So vying with Catholic performers are endless people trying to sell me replacement roofs.
You know, maybe you could put them on each other and be done with the both of them and be free from it all.
There's a possibility.
Big roofs over there too, so, you know, they could get a lot of business.
Okay.
Thanks, Peter. See ya.
Take care. Bye.
Well. That is very interesting. And, yeah, I do think there is that, you know, the rise of the young conservative. They'll be sorry. They'll be sorry.
They'll be sorry.
One thing Harry's